Hallelujah. I have titled the sermon today, Enter in Your Season. Enter in your season. Yeah. That's important. So let's talk. You know, we as believers, like a little baby, everybody goes through their seasons. Yeah. Little baby born, they crawl, they start walking, fall down. They are going through the seasons of their lives before becoming the ones we are seeing now, most of them sitting here. We all were little babies, but we all went through seasons in our lives. Similarly, every single Christian has seasons in his life. Seasons are not just for ministers. Don't fool yourself and say, oh, it's just for Pastor Craig and Pastor Jenny. Oh, it's just for the people who are sitting in the front. Oh, it's just for them. I'm nobody. No. Seasons are for every single human being, every single believer. There are seasons for their lives. Yes. Doesn't matter, because Dr. Ed said, or Pastor Dr. Kenneth Hagin said, that not all of my ministers enter. But it doesn't mean that only ministers have seasons. He was talking to the ministers that time. But every single Christian has seasons in his life. Being ignorant will harm you. Yes. Knowing you can enter in. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing you can enter in. Whether you're a business person, whether you're called to be a mom, whether you're called to be doing a job, whether you are called to be a minister, all can enter in. All have to enter in. So, to enter in and be in the season are two different things. I was coming out from somewhere yesterday. The pilot said, we are entering in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have not landed yet. I was entering in the place called the city name. So it didn't matter that I have been in there or not, but I'm still entering in there. Similarly, we as Christians, we as people, you may be sitting outside for 5 years, but it's not enough to sit outside. You have to enter in to before to go to explore that city or to explore that place for your life. I'll give you two things God has taught me that will benefit you how to enter in your life. And I'll teach from the life of Samuel, the prophet in the Old Testament. So let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Point finger to you, yourself, not to your neighbor, to yourself. Say, this word is for me. I will take it, and I will run with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because people fool themselves, thinking this is for somebody, because they know them. No. Doesn't matter. Word is for you. Word is for you. If you keep that attitude, you will go very far in your life. Yes, amen. But if you keep this other attitude, that this is for my neighbor because I know her or him very personally, and I know the things they have been missing or doing things, then you are not going very far in your life. So you keep that attitude that this word is for me. Amen. Amen. The first chapter, the third chapter of first book of Samuel, I'm going to read, because Samuel is a person. You can read the backstory in the second chapter and the first chapter, how his mother got him from the Lord. Yeah. How she prayed, how she received him from the Lord. And then not just being just receiving him, how she dedicated him to the Lord and to the work of the Lord. Amen. And Samuel was not like 25-year-old when he was given to the temple. He was a baby. Bible talks about when he was weaned. Yeah. So he was a not grown-up man, but he was very... not a very little baby crawling, but he was still very young, I'll say. So that Samuel is in the house of the Lord working for the prophet named Eli, the man named Eli. And the third chapter says that, now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. The word of the Lord was, rare and precious in those days, and there was no frequent or widespread vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had dimmed so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was lying down. And when the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am," he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Eli said, "I did not call you. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You did call me." Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord was not yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel the third time, and he went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." And then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as the other times. And Samuel, Samuel, then Samuel answered, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And then the story goes on. He starts talking. Three times God called Samuel. Three times he went to his man of God. If you are a minister here, listen very carefully. And if you are other people, it's not just ministers only, but ministers hearken to this thing. Humility is the first thing that will mark you if you are about to enter in your next season of your life or not. Humility is the first and the foremost thing in your life to enter in your the season God has for your life. He went to his man of God three times. He went to his man of God three times, and three times his heart showed the humility. His life showed humility. He was in the Lord's house from years. It was not the second year. It was not the third year. Scholars say that he was about 12 years of age that time when God called him. Like Jesus was 12 years old when he was found in the Father's house. They say, how true is not, I don't know. But I just read that. It's an interesting fact. But he was 12 years old, 15 year old, whatever age he was. He had been in the house of the Lord for years. Yet he went to his man of God. Yet he went to his father. Yet he went to the one who was training him. Your training is never over when you say it's over. Your training is over when your man of God says it's over. He kept running to him. He kept running to him. And God and man of God kept saying him, no, I didn't call you. The third time he came, he said, no, I was not the one. Uh-oh, now I know. It's the God who is calling you. The Bible says the next time when God didn't just call, he came and stood. There's a difference here. First three times he was just calling. The fourth time God came. Humility always draws God. Humility will draw God into your life. And when God is into your life, your struggle will cease and you will enter easily the season God has for your life. He didn't say the fourth time, "Samuel." Bible is very clear about the words which has been put there. Bible is written by not men. Holy Ghost came upon men and he wrote. And if he said if also, there is a meaning of if also. If the Bible doesn't say God stood, it means there's a point to be noted. God came, he stood, and he called. Samuel, Samuel. Yes. The first and the foremost thing for every single Christian, and especially ministers, if you want to enter in your life, the season God has for your life, you can stay 5 years, you can stay 10 years in your that place of your life. God doesn't intend that. God doesn't want that. I have seen people struggle, years, in same place when God has not even wanted them to be in same place. As a father, I don't want my son to be the same after 5 years. I know he's in a season of this life. He's 5. When he will be 7, he will be different. When he will be 10, he will be acting different. Because that's the season. Progression is part of human nature.
Yes, amen.
If it's a human nature, how much more spiritual?
Yes,
amen. So God wants every single Christian to enter in their seasons, enter their positions God has for them. But it takes humility for a person to enter in. Without humility, you will never enter in.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was great for him to say, no. I know God. I have been here from 5 years. I have been here from 10 years. I have seen the burnt offerings. I am the one who is helping him to do the burnt offerings. I'm the one who is taking the offerings from people. He's old man. He can't even see. I'm the one dealing with the people. He doesn't know anything. But no, he humbled himself. Even to the point that he kept going to him. Yes, the Bible talks it was not revealed to him. But it shows the heart. Whole point is, heart has to be seen properly. Heart has to be matured properly. Your insides have to be developed properly if you want to enter in your season. The problem is people are pushing.
Yeah.
Don't push.
Yeah.
Just work on yourself.
That's, yeah. Yeah. That's right. Amen.
You know, the greatest development a person can do is spiritual development.
Yeah.
And when you work on yourself, you're doing spiritual development.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right now, you're doing spiritual development.
Yeah.
When you come to church, you're doing spiritual development. When you're reading at home, you're doing spiritual development. Because spiritual development is necessity for a person to enter in. God doesn't want you to stay in the same place for whole life. What is lethargy? Being eased at one place. Not willing to go further. When God says, keep moving. I have season after season for your lives. Keep moving. Progression. In spiritual, there is nothing called at one place. There's nothing stagnant in spiritual life.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You can fool yourself and say, I'm stagnant, but you are going way backward as the time is going by. So you have to keep progressing. You have to keep making efforts. You have to keep going further. But it takes great humility to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
That's where people miss. That's where ministers miss. That's where all the Christians, majority of who does not. I have seen people, I'm a pastor, I've seen people come to church, see miracle, and fall away.
Yeah.
Come to church, be at the same place from the last 10 years. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
They are not developing. They are not working on themselves. They are not working inside. They are putting focus on faith, how to do things, how to call, how to do these things. But the more thing is, they are not working inside. Because humility is of heart. Humility is how you see yourself.
Yes.
Humility is how you see and think about yourself.
Yes.
You have to see and think about yourself properly. You cannot think about yourself where you are not. If you are in season here, don't think I've shot the moon and I'm there. No, acknowledge. Humility is, sorry, kyunki means, that's why. I'm not used to speaking English that much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Humility has to be found in every single Christian.
Yes.
If you want to keep progressing.
Amen.
Humility keeps you in right direction. Never lets you go this way. Samuel stayed with his man until he entered in.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Humility is the mark of mature person.
Amen.
And if you don't find a humility in a person, I feel sorry, because I know they will not enter in the things and they will not touch the graces. They will not receive the anointings, because graces and anointings are not just for ministers. They are for every single Christian.
Right.
Hallelujah. Graces are for every single Christian. Graces for the new season. Anointings for the new season. You need those graces. You need those anointings. But if you don't humble yourself and acknowledge where you are and do not work on your insides, you will stay there. And the grace is there. Anointing is there. But you are here. But you are saying, why I'm struggling? I'm coming to church. I'm doing this thing. I'm giving. I'm doing. Why I'm not able to enter? Because you are not humble enough to acknowledge yourself. I'm missing something. I need to work on me. It's not just other person who has to be worked. It's not just God who has to work. It has to work inside of me so that I can go where I want to go or God has for me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I read you from James 4? Let's read a few scriptures. Don't worry. We'll get you on time. Because I cannot go over time. Just joking. Hallelujah. James 4, verse 6. Hallelujah. Humility. Let's talk about that. 4 James and verse 6. It says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, and ye sinners, and purify your hearts, and ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep, and let your laughter be turned into mourning, and let your joy be into heaviness. Humble yourself, in 10th verse, in the sight of the Lord, he shall lift you up. Humility always lifts you higher. If you are not going higher in your life, in your positions, in your things God has called for you, or you are putting hands to, it is not God's fault. Just check yourself. Be humble enough and check yourself. Am I doing right or am I doing wrong? What is God I'm missing? And when God will reveal, you can go higher, because humility always lifts people higher.
Amen.
It's pride that Bible talks about. Pride cometh before fall. But it's basically pride that takes you so low that you cannot even recognize yourself. Hallelujah. It's pride when people don't want to just work on themselves and they want to work everything out in other parts. No, just work on yourself. Do your part.
Amen.
Let God do his part.
Amen.
God, didn't God speak to, I think, Kenneth Hagin or Dr. Randy Greer, that you're working on the wrong end. You're working on the wrong end. You're working on the wrong end, because they were talking about something about receiving and believing. He said, you're working on the wrong end. You work on your end, I will work my end, because I know how to work on my end.
Amen.
Let God do his work. Let God give grace. Let God pour grace for your life. But you be humble enough to recognize. Be humble enough to receive from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm helping, I guess. You say amen or not amen, but I'm helping you guys. Because I've spent enough hours with him today. Not to be proud, but to say that it's not just pastors can pull out sermons from their hats. They can, but Pastor Craig has taught me that you spend enough time with God so that you can give the right thing to the people, because that will help them in that time. When we are, as a church, are entering in a new season, don't stay back, but enter in, because it will help you. It will help your life. It will help your family. It will help your spouse. It will help your finances. Everything will be going further if you just enter in. How you enter in? Learn from Samuel. Samuel was a young kid. Samuel was a young man when he went to the Lord's house. But he, instead of thinking highly of himself, doing the work of the ministry, he thought himself lowly and did what his man of God said. His humility was a tick mark which should be put on him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's go on. Colossians 3rd chapter 2. Let's read a few scriptures here. Colossians 3rd Hallelujah. Humility is a heart issue. Always remember that. You don't get humility because you come here every week and clean the toilets and do this thing. No. That doesn't bring you humility. Humility, if you read in Colossians 3rd chapter, and let's read verse 12. Colossians 3rd chapter and verse 12. It says, put on therefore, put on, like the clothes you put on, that's what it says here. Yeah. Put on therefore, as the elect of God. Who is the elect of God? All the Christians. Yeah. What do you put on? Holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, and the list goes on. If you see in Amplified Bible, it talks about, clothe yourself therefore as God's own chosen ones, his own picked representatives, who are purified and holy and well-beloved by God himself by putting on behavior marked by tender-hearted pity and mercy and kind feeling, a lowly opinion of yourself. Not others, yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's meekness, how you treat others. Humility is looking towards yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can treat good other people. You can. That's called meekness. That's how you treat others. But humility is basically judging yourself, looking at yourself, where you are.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And humility, he said, put on, elect of God, put on representatives of, put on you, people of God, upon yourself, humility. Humility can be put on. You may not be born in a humble culture. Culture plays a part. I'm born in a different culture where these things were taught to us when we were kids. These things were, like, in India, it was different there. But I have seen kids over here. It's different.
Yeah.
I'm not putting them down. I'm not judging them. But I'm just saying, you may have got easy, you may have not got easy. But Holy Spirit is there to help you to put on the humility. Doesn't matter where you live, which part you were born, what culture you attend. Doesn't matter that. Background just goes null and void as soon as you become Christian.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
So he said, put on the humility. What is putting on humility basically? In simple words, it's working on your character.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Working on your character.
Yeah.
Character is a big part in a Christian life. If you go, for the sake of time, because I want to finish this story and I don't have 2 hours. If you see Paul went to Corinthians. Paul wrote the Corinthian letters. Paul went to Hebrews, wrote all those books, letters in the New Testament. He said to 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter and first verse, he said to them, I came to you to give you meat, but you are babies. You are, in other, if you read Amplified, they say, it says, you are carnal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prideful people are carnal people. Yeah. They can be Christian. They are Christian, but they are carnal people.
Yeah, yeah.
He went to Hebrews in the 5th chapter, in the 12th verse, he went and he said to them, are you dull of your hearing? You are spiritual babies.
Yeah.
God never desired their children to stay babies. God doesn't desire their children to be carnal. He wants them to be spiritual. To become spiritual, you have to develop yourself. You have to develop your insides. Hallelujah. You may have attained a success in your life. Doesn't mean you can be proud. Humility has to be in you forever.
Hallelujah.
Didn't God say, humble I receive, but proud I resisteth. Humility, I love, but pride, push away. Hallelujah. Basically, what is that? That character issue.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Character issue. We are faith people. We have worked a lot on faith side. We have been taught good on faith side, and which you should be, because with faith you receive things.
Right.
But character of a person keeps things what faith receives things.
Yeah.
Your faith can get you things, but your character keeps it.
That's good.
Amen. Your character keeps it.
Amen.
If you are not a person of character, oh.
Come on.
Oh. You will have a hard time in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
You will have a hard time working with God. And if you are a Christian, God has to work with you, or you have to work with God, basically. So why don't you put on humility and work on the insides? If you have pride, if you have issues, if you have roots, deal with it. Get rid of it. Why? Because they are hindering you entering in the season God has for your life.
Yeah, amen.
Can I take you to Romans 12, chapter 3?
Yes.
Romans 12, verse 3. Romans 12, verse 3. Everybody knows this verse, famous verse. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says, in the Amplified, it says, "For by the grace, unmerited favor of God, given to me, I warn everyone among you not to estimate and think of himself more highly than he ought, not to have excreted opinion of his own importance." Or in King James says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly." What is it? Character issue.
Yeah.
This verse we have taken and we have gone, oh, God measures our faith. We have a measure of faith. But listen, if your faith can be measured, your character can be measured too.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can I be honest? Most of the people out in the world doesn't see your faith.
Yeah.
Do you know what they see? Your character.
Yeah.
Sinners don't know what faith is.
Yeah.
You cannot go and say, oh, you receive by faith. No, they see you how you act. They see you how you treat them. They see you how you speak. They see you in a pressure situation, how you act out, how you do in a pressure. They see that, and then they judge from that outside appearance, what is inside of you. What is inside of you has to come out of you. And if it's pride, it will come out of you. But if it's humility, then God will be exalted, and God will exalt you also from that place.
Amen.
But that character has to be in, worked on inside. It's not just faith can be measured, your character can be measured. Because they go hand to hand. They go together. I don't care if you're a business person, you still have to do your character.
Right.
What is character? How you treat others, right?
Yes, that's right.
How you do things. How you inside also, what is inside comes out. Character is of inside. You have to deal with those things before entering in your season. Because if you don't deal now, first of all, you will not enter. But even if by push or by the help of your pastor's prayers you enter in, you will struggle. And God never made a struggle for a believer.
Right.
There are challenges in seasons. There are challenges in life. You will find challenges, and there are victories in every season, but that doesn't mean there is a defeat in every season. Defeat is not a portion and a part of a Christian life. Challenges are, because Jesus said, you will be challenged in every season. As I am, you shall be too. But I came out victorious, you will be too. But as I worked on my character, you too work. Jesus had to work on his character. The Bible talks about him in Philippians 2nd chapter, that he was highly... He was God himself, the face of God, image of God, but he thought himself of lowly. He humbled himself and took the position of a servant. And then after that, God exalted him. We want exaltation, but humility comes before exaltation. And humility is basically working on your character.
Yes.
If you refuse to work on your character, you will have hard time to enter in your life. And if you don't enter in your seasons of your life, you will stay outside. You will be coming to church. You will do everything. You will be giving. But you will be like, why God? Why it's not working?
Yeah. Good.
God never made things hard. It's us. We make it hard. It's us. When we don't work on ourselves, we make it hard.
Yes.
Let's accept and work on ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Those people who do not work on themselves, Paul called them carnal Christians. Mm-hmm. You know who carnal Christians are? They take the, they will accept the responsibility, but they will never finish it. They'll run from their responsibilities. Hallelujah. They'll run from their things God has granted them. But you cannot run from those places where God has called you. You have to run with them what God has given you. But how? Only if your character is being developed. And your every season you will grow. Every season you will grow. You will grow here. Maybe this is a small season. Then this is a large season. You will grow. You have more time to grow in this season. What is growing? What is spiritual development? What is humility? What is being working on your character? Basically, pouring it out of yourself what is not of God and putting in yourself what God wants you to have in this season. Because God sees the future. You don't see, but he needs you to work it out now so that when you reach there, you will not struggle. Otherwise, you will. It will be hard to reach there only. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every Christian has to have this. Every Christian needs to go with this. As ministers, we say spiritual gifts are there. Yes, spiritual gifts are there. And a minister works on his character as he grows with a spiritual gift. Same way. As you grow in your faith, you work on your character too. As a believer, when you grow in your faith, you work on your character also. Because this will help you. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Character is what builds the house. And God requires all his men and women to build and to be spiritual in their characters. Not in carnal, not baby anymore, but grown up spiritual men and women of God.
Amen.
Worked on their characters, worked on their shortcomings, had acknowledged themselves where they are, and they have put things out of them and put things in them which are required for God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Your character also affects your faith.
That's right. That's good.
Your character affects your faith.
Yes, it does.
So it's better to work on it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
It's very much better for you, if my English is right, to work on it ASAP, because it is going to require of you to enter in the season you have, God has for your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, even as on a job, you're not just called to be at one place and settle there. No, there are seasons in there to grow further and further. God has the best, whether he is called a minister, whether he's called a businessman, whether he's called a housewife, whether whatever position and wherever he is called, God has the best for you in that positions. But it requires character to be built in to reach there.
Amen.
Not just faith. Not just faith.
Right.
Don't be fooled. Because character will keep what faith will attain.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People can give you positions. But if your character is not that position, you will lose that in a year or two. Who will be ashamed? Who gave you the position? No. You. Why? Because it was you didn't take the time to build yourself. You didn't take the time to work on yourself. Spiritual development is the greatest thing you can do, a benefit for yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
Brother Hagin used to say this. The greatest thing a person can do is not develop their mind, not develop their body, but their spirit man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Are you being helped? Always work on yourself.
Yes.
Always keep looking things in yourself, not others.
Yeah.
Bible talks about don't judge others and you will not be judged.
Yeah.
Just judge yourself where you are today.
Yeah.
And am I right at this place or I should have been further? If I'm at this place and I should have been there, what is holding me back, Lord? You're not the one. Satan has no authority over me. Who's the one? Wait, is it me, Lord? No, Lord, I cannot be the one. It takes humility to say, Lord, I am the one. Here I am. Help me. Help me to stay humble. Help me to pull out those things which are not of you and to put those things in me so that I can be there where you want me to be there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God never causes delays. It's you who cause the delays.
Amen.
Satan has no right to delay. It's you who delay. How you delay? When you delay to work on your character. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you delay to work on your character, you delay things and blessings in your life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm taking too long on this because I know this will help you.
Yes.
I have another point to do. We'll do in 1 minute that.
Good.
Even while I walk and I'll tell you that point. Because this is the most important point. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Yes.
Paul talks about in James 2, how do you show your faith? By works. What is work? The inside, what comes out. In actions, in purpose.
Yeah.
What is inside? Your character.
Yeah.
If you have not worked on it, what you will show? Hallelujah. Because it's not your faith that people see, it's your character that people see.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If Pastor Craig and Reverend Taylor comes here every here and then and tells, work on your faith, develop your faith, use your faith, why can't we develop our character? We know that our prayers are answered by our faith. And we work everything to develop our faith. We do our best to develop our faith. We do, I want to develop our faith because I need those prayers to be answered. But what about your character? Because your character is as important as your faith.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen. Strive to increase the things in your character. Humility is the most important in that, which will help you in your life. Whether you're a housewife, whether you are minister, it will help you big time. For Samuel to go to Eli all the time, it was his humility. Being in the house of the Lord from years, looking and knowing things, how God works, still it was his humility to put the man of God first. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it will behoove us. It will help us to work on our character and put on that humility and stay humble. Doesn't matter what your position is. Doesn't matter where you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you're good at one thing doesn't mean your character is developed.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Amen.
Being led by the Spirit of God is a you can learn that, how God talks to you. How to pray, you can learn that. Reverend Taylor teaches not every Sunday, here and there Sundays. You can learn that. Why he has the school? Because to teach so that you can learn and pray and enter in the prayer. Pray and be led in the prayer. He is teaching. Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because you know how to pray doesn't mean that your character is developed.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that there is nothing in you that needs to be worked out. That doesn't mean there is you're humble. Because you have spent time with God and you pick things, doesn't mean that you're a humblest person in the walking on the corridors. You still may need to work on yourself. Don't look at others and say, I'll work on myself. Because where my character will go, God will keep me there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Doesn't one minister said God can keep you where your character can maintain you? God can take you where your character can maintain. You want to go places with God? You want to go enter season after season in your lives and get things for yourself, for your family, for your kids, for your mother and father? Then you have to be working on your character side big time. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I'm taking too long because it needs to be said.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are faith people. We say we have the faith of God. We have the mind of Christ. We need to have the character of God too.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's work on the character of God inside us. And humility is the first thing Jesus showed here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's work on it. Amen.
Amen.
Let's continue the story before you say you didn't end the story of 1 Samuel chapter 3. Amen. First Samuel chapter 3. And in verse 10, it says, "The Lord came and stood and called as the other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' Then Samuel answered, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.' Then the Lord told Samuel, 'Behold, I am about to do a thing in Israel at which all, both ears of all who hear it shall tingle. On that day I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from the beginning to end. And I now announce to him that I will judge and punish his house forever for the iniquity of which he knew, for his sons were bringing a curse upon themselves, blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore, I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for, purged with sacrifice or offering forever.' Samuel lay until morning. Then he opened the doors of the Lord's house, and he was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. And Eli called Samuel and said, 'Samuel, my son.' And he answered, 'Here I am.' Eli said, 'What is he told you? Pray do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also, if you hide anything from me of all that he has said to you.' And Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing. And Eli said, 'It is the Lord. Let him do what he seems to good to him.' And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord continued to appear in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh through the word of the Lord." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The second thing I want to say to you is quickly, the first thing is, if you want to enter in your season, as I'm talking to, enter the things God has for your life, being not in struggle all the time, but entering in, because I've seen people after year, struggling at the same place. But God has seasons for your life, not to struggle, but to mature you. The first thing was to have humility in you, to work on your character. And the second thing is, if you receive that is honoring the Lord's house. Amen. Honoring God's house. You see, Eli was there from ages, and Samuel came as a little boy, and he grew in the house of the Lord. He learned everything. Not from his father or mother, not from his neighborhood, not from his culture, not from anywhere, but everything he learned from was the man of God and the local church. That was his local church, basically, where he was day and night. The Bible talks about he lay until the morning, and then he woke up and opened the door of the house of God. Second thing is to honor the house of God. I'm not going to tell you coming to church is a honor for house of God. But because if you are still struggling to come to church, then you are the spiritualist babies of all, because coming to church is not the major achievement you achieve. It's the basic thing you do. Let's go to 1 Timothy, because let's go further than that, attending the church. 1 Timothy. Because we have been teaching that from time, and if you don't know that, I don't know how to school you then. First Timothy, third chapter. I'm not trying to put anybody down. I know you're a faithful bunch here, but there are people who need to listen there too. It's not just attending. And if you attend, it's not your major achievement of the day or of the week or the month. How you attend, it matters. First Timothy chapter 3. Verse 14 and 15. "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly." Paul is writing to his son. "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou..." Why should I pick this translation? "How thou oughtest to behave..." "How thou to behave thyself in the..." You know, I'll read in Amplified. Oh. Verse 15 says that if I am detained, you may know how people ought to conduct themselves in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar, the stay, prop, and support of the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You came today. That is not your major achievement. That's the basic tick mark you did on your checklist. But how you act, how you show up, that matters. And as Reverend Taylor preached last Sunday, that stirring yourself up will help you to receive things and enter in the seasons God has for your life. Because if you just come and say, I came, God, I did it, I made it, many couldn't, I did it, then good for you. But if you want to enter in, you have to come ready, stirred up to hear what he is speaking to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because honoring is not just coming. That's one part of honoring. You came, God spoke to you something over here, and you didn't do. Did you honor? No. But you see, I came. That's the basic thing of honor the Lord's house. Very basic, because you're here. Yeah, and I've known people, religious people, not of Christians, of other religions, that go more faithfully to their temples and their places more than Christians in their whole life. Are they right? No. Have they found God? No. But because they show up, is it all they do it? Wrong. Because all the time you show up, is it good deal? No, no, no. It's not done deal. How you show up. How you show up. I'm dressed up. No, no, no. Inside I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Inside. Let's not talk about outside. Inside. How you come? Are you prepared? Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to pour out? Are you ready to pull? Are you just listening to Pastor Craig? Or are you listening to Holy Ghost inside? Because God can speak to you right there where you are when Pastor Craig is speaking here.
Yeah.
That's why it needs to be spoken, that it is not you come, how you come. That's what Paul is saying. If I tarry, tell people how to behave in the household of God. How to behave means it's not you're behaving well, you're listening to me, but are you gonna go out and do things that will tell God, did you honor the house of the Lord or not?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Before we close, let's read one or two scriptures more. Ecclesiastes, you know, after Proverbs, before Isaiah. Ecclesiastes, I'm not trying to do that. It's not my first language. I'm speaking whatever I can. Ecclesiastes, 5th chapter and verse 1. It says, keep your foot, give your mind what you are doing. When you go as Jacob to sacred Bethel to the house of God.
Yeah.
For to draw near, to hear and obey. I came, but did you hear? No. Did you do? I didn't heard. So it matters how you come.
Yeah.
You come to hear. When you hear, you do.
Right.
When you do, you are entering in.
Yeah.
That's what Samuel did throughout his time serving the house of God, serving the man of God, listening to him, running to him when the time of trouble came, when he needed answers, when he needed clarity to him and saying, did you call me? Did you need me? Do you want me to serve you? He was there. What it showed? His humility. But what else it showed? His honor for the house of God. He opened the door. The day he received the word of the Lord that he's gone, you're the next one. He should have laid in the bed and said, hey, Eli, you open the door today. You don't know who I am tomorrow? No. He opened the door. He was humble enough to keep on doing until his time showed up.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It matters how you come to the local church.
Yeah.
Bible talks in the same... in. King James says, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God and be more ready to hear than to give sacrifice. We are eager. Oh, I came today with a tithes and offerings. Today I made, last week I got more money. I'm putting extra $50. I'm giving more to God. God is not caring about your $50 or $100 extra. He's caring that if you will hear, you will get way more than what you're bringing today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's what basically honoring the Lord's house is. Amen? That's what basically honoring the Lord's house is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have read that scripture many times, Hebrews 10:25. We all know, throughout COVID till now, we have heard that scripture, but yet still some people don't know what the scripture is. Hallelujah. But if you read the context of that scripture, don't just go on Hebrews 10:25 and say, what is good in Hebrews 10? Let's go on 10:25. And it talks about not neglecting the company of brethren and more so getting together. No. If you read from the 19th chapter verse till the 25th of verse, you go home and read, because of the time, I cannot. Go home, read Hebrew 10th chapter from 19th to 25th. Hebrew chapter 12 from 22 to 24. You know, it talks about the blood of God. It talks about the blood of Jesus. It talks about the heavenly places. It talks about the most sacred and important things God has done or has and possessed in his life. Jesus and his blood is the most important thing Jesus, God has. His son and his own blood. And in the midst of all that, in that same context, God has said the church of the living God. Church is important to God. House of God is important to him.
Right.
To come, it's important for you too, but to him also.
Yes.
But when you come, don't just come how you come. Ready to hear, open your ear and receive. If you are, then guess what? You will be going further and entering season after season in your life, which is the thing which pleases God.
Amen.
Why people don't bring fruit in their lives? Year after year, they have been Christian. Why they are not bringing fruit? Because fruit should be, Jesus said, if you are planted across that, right?
Yeah.
If you are planted across the rivers, first thing he said, you shall bear fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fruit is showing what you have. My family doesn't know Jesus at all, but the fruits they see, oh, Jesus did that for you? Jesus did that for you? How is it happening?
Yeah.
Fruit is you show. Fruit is what God is elevated high and pleased with, and God is honored with. But how will you give the fruit out if you don't humble yourself, work on yourself, work on your end instead of working on pastor's end or other people's end or God's end? Work on your end and keep acknowledging yourself where you're missing. I missed that, God. I sent here. I did this. I judged people. I spoke this thing. Oh, I shouldn't be doing it. That's okay. Get up. Don't stay there. Get up. Don't do that again. And coming to house of God, all the time the doors are open. And receive. Coming to receive.
Yeah.
Not to show off to people. Oh, I'm here. Didn't you see me last Sunday? Grow up, man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how we enter in. God's delight is not in your money. God's delight is not in your positions. God wants you to grow every day. God wants you to keep on developing every day. I have two kids. I've seen them develop. Reverend Taylor has a baby. She's turning one soon. And they have seen the stages of her. Stages of her. And as a parent, you are looking. Oh, the first teeth is out. Oh, they are crawling now. Oh, they are doing that. You are so excited about every single stage and every single season in their life. God does that same with us. Way more than that, what us can do for our little kids.
Yeah.
way more than that. He wants you to go this season, go this season, go this season, go this season. But how you go in these seasons? God, you are not letting me go in this. God is not the one stopping you. You are the one. You are not working here. When you work here, you will jump here. Work here, jump here. But how much more you have to work on me? You know more than me, yourself. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bible talks about a spirit of man knows himself. God knows you, and your own spirit knows you.
Yes.
You can fake to people, but not to yourself.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Strive on your character. Character, strive for that. And when you do that, you're maturing yourself. You're working on the humility, uprooting things which are even of old. What doesn't matter what are those. I'm just sharing humility today because that was shown to me years ago from the word that Samuel was a humble man. And his humility and his service in the house of the Lord and his serving in the house of God, honor for the house of God, helped him to enter the season God had for him. He was called to be a prophet. He couldn't have gone to the prophet because there are many. Eli's sons were called to be prophet. Eli's sons were called to be on the throne because year after year, there was generational thing. But yet they were not able to enter. Why? They treated things wrong. They treated the house of the Lord wrong. They were not humble enough when he used to say to them, don't do that. They were not humble enough to say, no, no, no. Humility takes correction.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And if you are not able to take correction, don't say the other person is wrong. I didn't do that. Work on yourself.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Father, I gave what I had.
Good.
And I believe it landed in people's hearts. Those who are here, they don't just hear, they do what they heard. And those who are not here, my Father, for some reason, for work's sake, for something, whatever important that was that night, Father, Lord, let Holy Ghost, pull them towards this, sir. Because they need to know it's not the works that will put them into the next season. It's not the money issue they are not enjoying their life. It's not the marriage issue they are not enjoying their life. It's because they are not entering in the season God has for them. Because their grace is, and they are trying to live on the previous grace. They are trying to live on the old manna when fresh is available to them. And they will only pick up that fresh if they enter in. And they will only enter in if they work on themselves, Father. So Lord, let the Holy Ghost lead them, pull them, not to just this sermon, but to whatever has been said from the pulpit, my Father, from the last week, especially by Pastor Greg, Reverend Taylor, and to this sermon, so Lord, they can enter in. They can stir themselves up. They can enter in because the joy you have for them entering in is greater than what blessings they can receive, Father, here.
Yeah.
So Lord, let it for your joy and for their blessing that they enter in, Father. But they will only if they receive it. So Lord, I pray as a humbly, Father, that this word be gone into their hearts, my Father, and let no demon steal it, no situation uproot it, but Father, grow, 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 grow. As seed grows, character grows, and as character grows, their life grows. And Father, they grow in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I say amen.